But God, you are free and you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Saints, let's pray. Father, we acknowledge your presence today. And we pray that our worship brings glory to your name. God, we seek to hear from you without distraction, without worry, without anxiety. And so we declare that deliverance is present and it is readily available to us. God, we declare that we are free from thoughts which have bound us. And we are yet ready to be filled by your word. Your true word, oh God. The life-saving word. The word which saves, heals, and delivers, sustains, and edifies. God, let your spirit remain and keep us now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on, let them in at the door, amen. Amen. And while you're standing, just for a moment, I'm not going to have you on your feet long, but if you can go to the Old Testament, we're going to be in the book of Joshua, chapter 6. Amen. We're going to be in the book of Joshua, chapter 6. Amen. And when you get there, we're right at the front, and I'm going to tell you something about this chapter. This is, to some, a familiar story. This is Joshua in the Battle of Jericho. Amen. This is an old Sunday school lesson. Amen. Nothing for some of you. You've heard this before. Amen. This is that wall of Jericho. Glory to God. And at this point in chapter 6, this is a point of victory. Amen. Glory to God. Friday night, I told folks, I said, it's okay when you're studying the word to go to the end. Amen. So spoiler alert. Amen. You can go to the end. It's not cheating. Somebody said that might be cheating. But when you study the word of God, you can find out what God has for you in advance. Amen. And at this point, we find that the saints were at the promised land. The people of Israel were about to move in. Amen. 40 years in the wilderness. Amen. Glory to God. Moses had gone on to be with the Lord. There had been a leadership succession. It had been down to Joshua, and that proved itself to be successful. And God is ready to fulfill his promise to the church. Amen. Amen. That's why I don't have to keep you long in the scripture. We're just in verse 2. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we find in verse 2, it says, and the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Amen. So the Lord here is saying, spoiler alert, I'm telling you in advance. Amen. The Lord says to him, see. Amen. Amen. The Lord says to Joshua, see, I have given into your hand Jericho, its king, and the mighty men of valor. Amen. And so I pause here. Do you see? Because that's the question I have for the church today. Do you see? Do you see what God is speaking to you? God has already given you a spoiler alert. He has already spoken unto you an expected end. Amen.
Amen.
He says, see, I have given unto you Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. Amen.
Yes.
So if you're envisioning your own giants, your own challenge, your own wall, your own struggle that you've been talking to God about, I want to ask you to think about that. Do you see?
Amen.
Amen. Come on, be seated.
My.
Amen. Glory to God. Spoiler alert. God sees victory for you. God sees victory for his people. Amen. So let's break it down. Let's go. And I want to tell you about this first verse. We jumped to the second, but let's talk about this first verse. If you read it there, it says, now Jericho was straitly shut up. Because of the children of Israel, none went out and none came in.
Amen.
Amen. And so what I want you to understand is that God is setting things up. You know you're at a place when God begins to set up in your life everything that's around you. The enemy has not gone away.
Amen.
That battle, that wall has not gone away. But God has separated. Nothing's coming in and nothing's coming out.
Amen.
Amen. The enemy cannot touch you.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Because you have spiritually separated. That's what we talk. Don't be afraid of holiness.
Amen.
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 Don't be afraid of separation.
Amen.
Don't be afraid, Brother Robert, just from because you're young, that they might call you that holy roller.
Yes.
Amen. God is separated.
Yes.
See, before you were separated, that enemy would come. It would boom. And you were getting hit every day.
Yeah.
The fiery darts were coming and they weren't going by you. They were hitting you.
Yeah.
Amen. But when you start to separate yourself through God's word, just coming over you, prayer coming over you. Amen. I told you once before, I said when we pray the blood of Jesus, sometimes we shortchange it. That what it is the blood of Jesus shed for me shall prevail.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes before we understand that, we don't know what the elders are doing. We just know they're praying the blood of Jesus over it. But no, they're praying the blood of Jesus shed for me. Amen. And how do I know it's real? Because it was in a real place called Calvary. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Shall prevail. So he's done this separation. Nothing's coming in. Nothing's going out. And God says to him,
see.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, God could speak to Joshua this way because Joshua had been with him for a little while.
Yeah.
Amen. We think of Joshua had been with Moses, but where was Moses?
Right.
Moses was with God.
Amen.
Amen. So Joshua had been under this thing and he had gotten used to hearing the voice of God. It's not sometimes that God isn't speaking to us. Or that he hasn't already spoken, but we may not have heard it.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And God, somebody, I heard this, I think it was on an album, amen. The bishop said, he said, God's not always obligated to repeat himself.
Right.
Amen. Now he might remind us at another time that thing that he, when we weren't listening, he might remind us of what he spoke a long time ago. Amen. But here's Joshua and he's in a situation where he needs to hear from the Lord, but Joshua didn't have to go down. There was no 40 days of fasting that Joshua had to go through. Amen. He was able to go into God's presence and to hear. But where we think that he would hear, God instead says, see. We expect him to say, listen, but he says, see, and that confuses a little bit. But then when we understand what's going on, we see that God says, see, because he's working in the realm of faith.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yes.
So if you're hearing me, say faith.
Yes.
Amen. That's important. And in our word, God's word, our Bible, it says this about faith. We're familiar. Hebrews 11:1, come on, say it with me. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen? So when we're working in the Spirit, amen, the way we see is that we see through faith.
Amen?
So I'm making it plain. We see through faith. God's Word backs it up in the Hebrews 11:1. Verse 2 of that, Hebrews, he says, by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Amen. So he's saying this wasn't something for Joshua. There are many testimonies of faith that we can learn from the elders.
Amen.
Amen. And this is where I want you to go. If you're there in Hebrews 11, look at the third verse. Sometimes we like that now faith verse. Amen. We like that maybe because we're trying to get some evidence. I need some evidence, God, because I'm coming through. So work on my faith because I'm in a situation now where I need some evidence. Amen. Anybody ever there? When you don't have any evidence? Amen. So sometimes we stop in verse 1 because that's what we need. But let me show you how to get evidence. It says in verse 3, it says, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. So this world was framed by the word of God. And it says so that the things which are seen, this is where the spiritual manifests itself into the physical. Amen. The things which are seen were not made of things that are visible, but God spoke it out.
Yeah.
Amen. God speaks and then we can see.
Yeah.
Amen. And he does this through faith. So this is what I want you to know about faith. When you study God's word, because that's where he said this comes from, it enables our spiritual vision.
Amen.
Amen. So if you want to know, and you're thinking, I don't see it the way that the elder sees it. You know what? Sis has been talking to me at the job for a long time. I know she's a woman of God. I'm just not seeing. She knew that was going to happen before I saw it. She told me. She said she was praying, but I didn't get it. Amen. She was in the Word.
Yeah. Amen.
And the Word enabled her faith, which enabled her spiritual vision.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So when we see through faith, we can walk in faith.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Because now we're in the Spirit and we're moving by the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And what we're finding here, this is that spiritual battle.
Amen.
All right. Joshua was good because he started. God gave him a spoiler alert. He told him what he was going to do, but he said, see it in the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. So Joshua is now not ready. He's not ready with the sword. Amen. He's ready with the sword.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
He's in the Spirit. Amen. So let's just, we're going to spend some time. I'm going to tell you what each of these verses is. 3 through 5. Okay. Amen. This is God giving instruction. Amen. So it says, and ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. I'm in Joshua chapter 6, and I'm in verse 3. He says, thus thou shalt do 6 days. Verse 4, he says, and 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpets. And then remember, this has not happened yet. He's telling him to see this.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, and it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people, the congregation, shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. Amen?
Amen.
So that's 3 through 5. God there is giving instruction.
Uh-huh.
Amen? Amen? And specifically, God is giving instruction to the leader.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Amen? Amen. So when pastor is here, God is speaking to him. And then this is what's happening in 6 and 7. There's delegation of authority.
Yes.
So when pastor hears from us, he then gives delegation of authority. He passes it down to the congregation of different gifts and different talents, what it is that we are to do.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So look at 6 and 7. It says, and Joshua, the son of Nun, he did his job as pastor. He said he called the priests and said unto them, take up the Ark of the Covenant and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, encircle the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So we go from instruction to delegation of authority.
Yes.
And then what we find in 8 through 14, this is important for us as congregation members, we find that there's action.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
In these verses, we find that they move.
Amen.
Amen? They get out of their seat. They were listening. They were good church members. They were listening. They took it in. They took notes. Now it was time for them to move. So it says, it came to pass that when Joshua had spoken to the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. Amen. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the reward came after the ark. The priests going on and the blowing with the trumpets. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I want, we're not going to kind of exegete the text there and go through everything that that means symbolically in the Bible. Amen. But what we want to know somewhat is to know that that was to some degree traditions of men.
Yes.
Amen. These were the traditions that the Lord had given them over the years, instructions. This is what you do when you're going into battle for me. Amen. So he put them first into traditions. Most likely when God needs to speak to us, sometimes he needs to speak to us through traditions that we are familiar with.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That may get us to a point. But then God does something different in the last part. It says they move and they go through and you'll see he gives a command in verse 10. He says, they commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. Amen. And he goes through and it gives an account of that. When you go through 14, it gives you an account of what happened for those 6 days. Amen. And we know here that they were obedient to what God was calling them to do. Amen. But this is where we come in 15 and 16. Sometimes we move, but we don't finish.
Right. Come on.
Amen. Sometimes God speaks a thing and we move in faith. We receive it in faith. But here's what's important. The people of God here finish.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes when we don't finish, it's not because of willingness of heart. Amen. It's because sometimes we didn't see that in the spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So we saw it in the traditions of men.
Yeah.
All right. But we didn't see it in the spirit. Where God was trying to move.
Amen.
Amen. So we didn't complete or we didn't finish that thing. But in 15 and 16, it says, it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner seven times. Amen.
Amen.
Only on that day they compassed the city seven times. Amen. Come on, it's an effort. Joshua was not making he wasn't trying to get one over on them. This was an effort that he was asking them to go through. Amen. This was he was really asking them to do something. This wasn't just a casual, hey, can you help me out? Amen. And so in 16, it says it came to pass. We know they were faithful. When the priest blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So they completed, they finished. And the thing that God had spoken to Joshua that asked him to see, they had now received it. They received
Amen.
The victory.
Amen.
Amen. So we did this in Joshua 6. We went through these 16 verses. Amen. In the book of Hebrews, God confirms it. If we were confused at all, if this was some kind of, this is, sometimes we will get confused because sometimes we do look at the method.
Right.
Amen. So if I stop preaching now and I said, you know, saints, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do like the people of Israel. We're about to walk around this neighborhood seven times.
Right.
Amen. And if you moved, you moved in faith.
Right.
Amen. Realizing that it was an effort, but we see where God has taken us, and we're going to complete this thing. Amen? But it's not always the method. Amen? God wants to make sure we know that, but it was rather where their faith had gone. Not where their feet had gone, but where their faith had gone, because in Hebrews 11 and 30, he confirms that we know. He said, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. Amen. So before you walk around your house seven times and are not sure why the things that you've been battling don't start to fall down, it's not always the method.
Amen.
But have you raised your faith to the place where God wants you to see? Amen. That's why I ask you, church, do you see? Do you see the thing in faith that God is speaking over you? Amen. You get to this place of faith, amen. There's something, and I don't want to downplay the action, because the action is so important. And I want you to know this, that when you have faith, you have to release faith.
Amen.
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 Faith isn't just for you to hold. Faith is to be released.
Yes.
Amen. And released faith is demonstrated faith.
Yes.
Amen. Can we get that? Released faith is demonstrated faith.
Amen.
And so here's some things. Sometimes when we're waiting on God for a release a release of the Spirit, a release of blessing, a release against our battles, God is often waiting on us for a release of what He has already placed in us.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
So you're trying to get your ministry to a certain point. Amen? Glory to God. Are you releasing faith that where you are now will get you where God has shown you He wants you to be?
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I only got... Look, I'm gonna bring you into a back room. We had a back room conversation. I was with Reverend Radcliffe the other day. We were up in the Tide Center, amen. And we had something that we were facing, amen. And you know, we were at it and we were talking about it. And so Reverend asked me. He said, well, JC, would you do this? Amen. Would you do this? So basically, there was a challenge there. There was a wall. There was a task that needed to be completed. He wanted to know. And so I spoke back. I said, I don't think I need to do that. Amen. I was being honest with him. I said, there is someone with those gifts and talents that is already available in our congregation. I said, we need to identify and find them. I was just looking at it structurally. This is how we can organize that, and we can use a gift and talent that's already there.
Yeah.
Amen. That was the response. But then there was someone else in the room, and it wasn't Sister Mary, so don't get on her, but someone else in the room, they said this, ain't nobody going to do this. Amen. Reverend Radcliffe, that was the response. Amen. So when that happened, amen, God speaking to me in faith, He said, wait a second, Jordan, this isn't a battle of something that needs to get, this is a spiritual battle.
Amen.
Because there's somebody that doesn't believe what I've already placed in the house.
Yeah.
Amen. He told me there's someone with that gift and talent who's able to go ahead and do this. Amen?
Yeah.
Reverend Radcliffe was ready to agree with me. But then a voice came over here and said, they ain't going to do that. Amen? So it went from the physical challenge to the spiritual challenge. So then God had to speak to me a different way. I had to go back. I had to say, Reverend Radcliffe, I didn't. And and just as true as I started that part of the story, I came right back and I said, Rev, I said, until you have somebody to do it, I'll do it.
Right.
Amen. Is that where we went?
Right.
Because God said to me, He said, wait a second, if I put that in you, don't hold it back because it's something logical.
Uh-huh.
That logically somebody else could do this.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Right.
He said, but release.
Yes.
And release faith is what? Demonstrated faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes God is waiting on us to release. There's something else that we need to know. Since God has already spoken it, amen, handed us the victory, we need to know, are we walking in alignment with His will?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we walking in alignment with the Word of God to that we can be in a place where we can receive?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We have to be where God's will is.
Amen. Amen.
That wall fell. It didn't fall on the second day. If they had shouted on the second day, they were out of God's will, the wall was not falling.
Right. Right.
Do you see that?
Yes.
We won't waste more time on it. Amen. This is where spiritual battles meet our physical battles. Amen. And we need to be in alignment with what God is speaking over our lives. Look, this is the Lord's Prayer. In the Lord's Prayer, what do we say to Him? We say, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. That's our model prayer. And so when we pray for God's will to manifest itself on this earth, amen, we have to allow for it to manifest itself on this earth. Amen.
Amen.
And the other thing that we're doing is we're releasing our faith to allow God to perform miracles.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes there's something that we know in our heart that the only way this thing is going to happen is by a miracle.
Yes.
Amen? But when we see God moving in the Spirit, we have to be able to move with Him, and we have to release the authority that we may have to what God is trying to do. This is what happened in John the second chapter when Jesus performed His first miracle.
Right.
Amen? When He turned the water into wine. Have you heard that story? And in there, his mother, who had authority over the servants, releases her authority to Jesus and says, do whatever he tells you.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So sometimes we have to, a release in faith requires that we release our authority. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
You know, this is, I love this passage of the Bible. It's in Luke chapter 17. It's the 11th, starts around the 11th. Luke chapter 17 and starting around the 11th. And even if you're not turning there, I'm going to give you let me give you a spoiler alert. The spoiler alert is this, that often when you release faith, you receive more than what you asked for.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When you can release faith, you receive more than what you asked for. And this is what I love. This is the story of the 10 lepers. Amen. And these lepers are on the roadside, and Jesus is coming by in verse 11. And it says Jesus on his way to Jerusalem, passing through Samaria and Galilee. And when he got through this certain village, there were 10 men that were lepers, and they stood afar off, because that was the custom of the time. If you had leprosy, you had to be separated. And they lifted up their voices to him and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Amen. I love that you can just call on Jesus for mercy. I love that these were Samaritans. They weren't even of the household of faith, but they knew to call on the name of Jesus, and that mercy had not run out, but that it was available, and they call on him. And I pray this sometimes. I have nothing else to say, and I just say, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on me.
Yeah.
Glory to God. When I'm at my outset, I can't do no more. I'm wrapped up. I'm almost bound, but I have enough in me that I can cry out for mercy.
Yeah.
Amen. So Jesus doesn't waste any time. Jesus was good.
Amen.
Mercy. Mercy. And he tells them, remember, to go show themselves to the priests.
Yeah.
Amen. The traditions of men.
Yeah.
Go do what you're supposed to do when you get healed from leprosy.
Amen.
And it says, and we love this part, they were healed as they went.
Amen.
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 So they receive it in faith, and they begin to move in action. Amen. And it says that they were healed as they went.
Amen.
So we got to be ready. We may not always understand what's going to go down, but that's why that action, that released faith, that demonstrated faith is important, because it can be the key to our victory. Amen?
Amen.
But look, that's not even where I'm going, because I told you that sometimes when you release faith, you get more than what you ask for.
Amen.
Because there was one, amen, and we love to preach this because he was thankful. Amen. We love to preach about one, the one that gives thanks. But when I read this, this is what I remember. It says that he saw that he was healed. He was walking. He was healed as he went. He turns back. Amen. Now, when he turns back, he goes all the way back. We don't know that at first. He said he turns back, and he, with a loud voice, he starts to glorify God.
Yeah.
Amen. We cannot shut down the shout for God. We cannot shut down a shout of victory, because we don't know what just happened in the spirit. Amen. But here he is. He comes back and he falls at the feet of Jesus, giving thanks. And it says that he was a Samaritan. Amen. Again, remember, he wasn't even a church member yet. He wasn't even in the congregation yet. Glory to God. But faith had come in him, and he comes back in worship. He's pressing his way till he can get to the feet of Jesus. So he's not giving. He's no longer afar off. Amen. But he knew he was healed enough. He knew that the door was open, that he could get to the feet of Jesus. Come on, come on.
Amen.
You can get more than what you ask for when you release your faith.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. You said, well, I still don't see where he got more. Preacher, we'll read further. It says, Jesus declares, well, not only was this man healed.
Yes.
But this man was made whole.
Yes.
Amen. Come on, the word says, was there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are none that returned. He doesn't say to give thanks. He said to give glory to God except this stranger.
Yes.
What he's saying is that there was only one that recognized that he had access to the living Savior.
Yes.
Glory to God. God Almighty's presence with us.
Yes.
Amen. He said this man's faith pressed through to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
He said, arise and go your faith, and this is to go your way. This is how we know it was his faith. He said, thou faith has made you whole.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This man's faith led him to the feet of the one who held eternity in his hands. Glory. Glory. I'm asking you today, church, what do you see? Glory to God. Glory to God. If you see the wall, he'll knock down the wall. But is that all that you see? Glory to God. He said there's victory beyond that wall. There's victory beyond that which is binding you. There is victory beyond the challenge in your house. Glory to God. It's natural for us to see the issues of life. It just is. It's natural. We have to get up and face them every day. We can't walk in the clouds every day. Today is Sunday and we're worshiping as a congregation. But tomorrow, family by family, we got to go at it alone.
Amen.
And I might be able to get you on the phone. I might be able to get that morning text from Sister Jewel. I might be able to connect with you on Facebook or Instagram. I might like your photo even. But glory to God, when I'm in front of my challenge, I'm probably by myself.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
But I got to see further than that.
Amen.
I need to see the thing that God wants me to see.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I want to close on this, amen, and because God is just teaching us what he does through faith and how he helps us to see. Jesus wanted to get in on this.
Amen.
Jesus did it a different way. Would you turn with me to Luke chapter 7? We're going to be in the 18th verse, and we'll close as we get through this passage. In Luke chapter 7, Jesus is, his name is just going throughout the cities, throughout the land. All of the miracles that he's doing is just gaining notoriety by notoriety, just town by town. And it says in verse 18, it says, the disciples of John showed him all of these things. And John called two of his disciples. Have you ever, I'm saying this because this is John the Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that gave up everything and is in the wilderness eating honey and locusts and baptized. Amen. This is the one that didn't take his church downtown where the people were. Amen. But he went way out and the people came to him. Amen. Because they knew that something, God was about to do something through John the Baptist. They just didn't know what it was.
Amen.
Amen. So John, you could probably see that just as Joshua had communication with the Lord, John is out there doing his best to keep a line open.
Right.
Amen. To keep away from distraction. That's the other way he had to get out of the city. He had to keep away from distraction. So this is John the Baptist. And even with John the Baptist, we find that there was a little bit of doubt.
Amen.
Amen. So he sends them, and he says, they send them to Jesus to say, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so they go to Jesus and they say just that. Art he, thou he that should come, or look we for another? And Jesus right then, with the disciples of John the Baptist there, mm-hmm. has service. And I want you to know this, amen, he did it in an hour. Amen? He said, Jesus had already done the 40 days. He had already done the 40 days of fasting. He had already, before the 40 days of fasting, he had already done 30 years of living right. Living without sin. Amen? So he's at this point. He doesn't have to extend it out. But he says, give me an hour. Amen? And during that hour, it says this. It says that same hour. This is why we know it happened right when the disciples came. He cured many of their infirmities. Miracle. He healed many of plagues. Miracle. Out of evil spirits. Miracle. Unto many that were blind, he gave sight. So Jesus' question, he sends them back to John. He says, go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard. Not in the spirit. See how he comes different than God. Not in the spirit, but in the physical. Amen. So he's saying before we get caught up only being able to speak in the spirit. Amen. Jesus turns it around and says, give your testimony. What have you seen?
Amen.
You're witnessing to somebody else. Amen. Somebody else might not know what you tell them in the book of Psalms, the book of Proverbs. But do they know the book of Aaron Abrams?
Yeah. Come on.
Do they know the book of James Ford?
Yeah.
Are you willing to give them the book of Ronald Radcliffe? Can you tell them the things that you have seen and heard? Amen. Manifested things that could come no other way but by the Spirit, but you have seen them manifested into your life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Do you see this morning, church?
Amen.
Do you see the thing that God is speaking over you?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We're finished. Amen. Bless the Lord. Come on, can we give him some praise in the house today? Glory to God. Can we lift up the name of God? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. Glory to his name.